AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A federal appeals court says Donald Trump can stand trial in his 2020 election interference case.
In the second such decision in 2 months, judges have rejected the ex-president's claims that he's immune from prosecution and can be prosecuted for actions he took while here in the White House and before the Capitol riot, while the Supreme Court has held presidents are immune from civil liability for official acts. Trump's lawyers say that should extend to criminal prosecution. Special counsel Jack Smith's team says there's no such immunity in the Constitution or prior cases. Trump's trial was to start in March, but a federal judge postponed it last week without setting a new date. Trump is hoping to put it off until after the November election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
It has been a steady opening to the trading day on Wall Street.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street Tuesday following a mixed set of profit reports from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in morning trading, a day after slipping from its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 110 points, and the NASDAQ Composite was 0.2% higher. Eli Lilly jumped after it showed how much profit it's making from soaring demand for its weight loss and diabetes treatments. Palantir Technologies also leaped as it rise a frenzy around artificial intelligence technology. Treasury yields in the bond market held steadier after charging higher in recent days. Damian Troisi, New York.
Forecasters in California are warning of a continuing threat for potentially deadly landslides on super-soaked ground. The rain from one of the wettest storms in Southern California history has been easing, but the National Weather Service says more rain is in the forecast today. This is AP News. South Carolina wants to resume executions, but the lawyers for four death row inmates are fighting it.
The state hasn't performed one in nearly 13 years. There are 33 inmates on South Carolina's death row, and the attorneys for four of them plan to argue today that the state's old electric chair and a new firing squad are cruel and unusual punishments, and that a 2023 law meant to allow lethal injection to restart keeps secret too many details about the new drug and protocol used to kill prisoners. South Carolina says all three methods fit existing protocols. Grayson Lambert, a lawyer for Governor Henry McMaster's office, says that courts have never held that an execution has to be instantaneous or painless. South Carolina's current execution law requires inmates to be sent to the electric chair unless they choose a different method. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.